Hello, and welcome to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is James Lee of OnSite, and in this show, we're going to discuss Linux alternatives to bind and send mail. I have been in the industry for over 25 years. I've worked with open source technologies as a Linux system administrator and programmer, and I've delivered training classes for companies around the world. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. We're going to talk about alternatives to bind and alternatives to send mail. First of all, bind is the Berkeley Internet name daemon. This is the first and probably the most used Internet daemon name server out there. It would be considered the de facto standard, actually. It's open source, as is all things in Linux. And it's most often referred to as named, the name daemon. There's historically been three major revisions of bind: bind 4, bind 8, and bind 9. Bind 4 and 8 are now obsolete. Bind 9 is it. And it was a ground-up rewrite of bind, adding a lot of features and enhancements. There is development in a new version of bind called bind 10. Its first release was in April 2010, and it's going to probably take about 5 years to develop. Some other options to bind are something called DNS mask, M-A-S-Q. It's lightweight and very easy to configure, and it's usually integrated into home networking routers. NSD is a free software server provided by NLNet Labs, and it's really just a testbed server for DNSSEC, although you can install it on your machine. PowerDNS is another alternative. It's also free software. There's other lesser known, but I think the most popular, other than bind DNS server, is DJB DNS. Now, DJB DNS is a collection of different DNS applications, including what's called Tiny DNS. And Tiny DNS is the second most popular open source DNS server. It was designed by a guy named Daniel J. Bernstein, who authored QMail. QMail, by the way, is one of the alternatives to SendMail. We'll talk about it in just a minute. The main purpose of Tiny DNS was to emphasize security. One of the problems with bind over the years is that it has had security flaws. Now, those have obviously been fixed, but Tiny DNS was created with security in mind. It was first written in around 2004. I should take that back. It was written some time ago. And the author, Daniel Bernstein, said, I'll pay $1,000 to the first person finding a security hole in it, which took a very long time for that to happen. A little bit more about Tiny DNS is Tiny DNS handles basic DNS service. It's named Tiny because it's much smaller than bind. Bind is has a lot of features. Tiny DNS is, the purpose is focus on security. It's the data file combines the flexibility of zone files with the convenience of modern zone building tools. The host information is all stored in one file, and PTR records are handled automatically. Also, changes can be scheduled in advance with TTLs handled automatically as well. Another nice feature of Tiny DNS is it has some load balancing features too. So what you can do is you can configure it to create a cluster of servers and then have it automatically select a random set of 8 of them. It also is easily configured to remove dead servers using external monitoring tools. So TinyDNS is probably the most popular DNS server behind Bind. And again, it was created with security in mind, so it is considered a higher security DNS server. And by the way, one of the things that Bind, that TinyDNS does is that, again, it serves up DNS, but not the entire server is run as root. So when things are run as root, then it's likely to, security issues are more likely to be found. So let's talk about some alternatives to SendMail. SendMail is the most popular mail transfer agent used in Linux. It's been around for a long time. It's got probably the biggest book, page-wise, ever published, the SendMail book published by O'Reilly and Associates, over 1,030 pages in that book. So there's a lot of features to SendMail. It's very difficult to configure, and it's had a lot of has had a history of security issues over the years. So as a result, some other projects have developed over the years. There's two in particular we'll talk about. The first is QMail. QMail was written by Daniel Bernstein of the TinyDNS fame. And it's a much smaller, much more secure mail transfer agent. But probably the most used mail transfer agent behind SendMail is PostFix. So PostFix, of course, is free and an open source MTA. And it's released under, just in case you're interested, under the IBM public license. And it was written in 1997 and then released in 1998. So some of the features include a transport layer security, so it's much more secure than SendMail. Also, SMTP policies are delegated to external processes. This allows things like gray listing. Also, a delegation to, there's advanced filtering as well. The delivery is delegated to an external process. And that way, it allows inspection of the header and body of an email. PostFix supports several different databases for maps, like the Berkeley DB, CDB, DBM, LDAP, MySQL, and many others. PostFix supports inbox-style mailboxes, mail-dir-style mailboxes, virtual domains. It supports address rewriting. And it's compatible not only in Linux, but on many other different operating systems. It's particularly resilient against what are known as buffer overflows. Buffer overflows are probably the single most exploited security problem. It can also handle very large amounts of email. So what PostFix does is implement something called a cooperating network of daemons, and each daemon fulfills a specific task. And it fulfills that task using the minimum privileges. So for instance, you know, root binds to port 25, but it launches smaller daemons that have lower privilege. That way, if it's running under lower privilege and the daemon is compromised by some security flaw, the attacker only has access or the permissions under which that daemon is running, not under root. So there's only one process that has root privileges, and that's the master. Additionally, most of the daemons are easily ch-rooted, and they communicate through named pipes, which is in Unix domain sockets, which is two types of inter-process communications in Linux. Probably the best feature of PostFix is the configuration is much, much simpler. So when you look at the SendMail configuration file, it's very, very complicated. PostFix is very simple. So that's why a lot of folks are using PostFix these days on their Linux boxes. So I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Training Radio Archive for my name, James Lee. If there's a show you'd like me to do, let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.